Exclusive, President of Peace, Elise Stefanik to tout Trump's case for Nobel Peace Prize, call for global doge at CPAC. By Bradley J. on February 22, 2025. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, will champion President Donald Trump's historic first month in office and call for a global doge in her keynote address Saturday at CPAC, Breitbart News has learned exclusively. Stefanik, Trump's nominee to serve as ambassador to the United Nations, will tout Trump's America First Peace Through Strength foreign policy and how she will bring that to the United Nations in her keynote address on the CPAC main stage at 1:30 p.m. Eastern. President Trump is putting America first by demanding fair and reciprocal trade, unleashing American energy independence, cutting regulations, and demanding our government work for we the people as President Trump doges wasteful un-American spending. Read her prepared remarks obtained by Breitbart News. This is because President Trump knows that a strong, safe, and prosperous America at home is a strong America abroad. Our economic security, our border security, our energy security, is also our national security. The world is watching as President Trump reasserts his America First Peace Through Strength foreign policy. Stefanik will express she is honored to have been nominated to join Trump's stellar national security team, which has already helped the president achieve remarkable wins. There is no question that President Trump is the president of peace and deserves the Nobel Peace Prize for the historic achievements of his first term alone. There is presidential precedent, with four presidents winning the prize, including Theodore Roosevelt for helping end the Russo-Japanese War and Barack Obama for much harder to define and less impressive accomplishments than Trump's. Stefanik will elaborate on the case for Trump. Look at what President Trump has already accomplished in just 1 month. He secured the release of six American hostages in Venezuela, two Americans in Afghanistan, an American-Israeli citizen in Hamas captivity, a Pennsylvania teacher in Russia, and an American citizen in Belarus. The world knows that it is only because of President Trump that the innocent hostages viciously taken by Hamas terrorists are finally coming home, including those today. President Trump is effectively working to bring peace to the Russia-Ukraine war to stop the bloodshed. He restored maximum pressure on Iran and redesignated the Houthis as a foreign terrorist organization. Every head of state is clamoring to meet with President Trump because the world knows America First is back. Stefanik will pledge to bring Trump's government-wide efforts to eliminate fraud, waste, and abuse to the United Nations. I will work with President Trump, Secretary Marco Rubio, Elon Musk, and the Doge team to ensure every single dollar that we send to the United Nations is in line with the institution's founding mission of promoting international peace and security, she will say. We will not fund terrorism, we will not fund corruption, we will not fund anti-Semitism, and we will not fund anti-Americanism. The United Nations will hear loudly and clearly that President Trump's America First Peace Through Strength agenda and record of results is back and it is here to stay. Trump has infuriated Democrat politicians and bureaucrats by threatening to end the government gravy train, but his efforts have been welcomed by taxpayers of all political stripes, which Stefanik will point out. This initiative is as common sense and America First as it gets, and yet Democrats have spiraled into an utter state of panic, calling President Trump and Elon Musk a threat to democracy. When the truth is, Doge is a threat to the swamp's bureaucracy. Doge is draining the swamp just like President Trump said he would. Stefanik will close by calling for a global doge to end the graft and waste at the UN. We need a global doge. We must expose the reckless and anti-Semitic, anti-American spending at the United Nations, and we will. Stefanik will give her keynote address on the CPAC main stage Saturday at 1:30 p.m. ET. Bradley J. is deputy political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley Ajay.